Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Our contact information on the web, equip.org. Via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, do remember throughout the course of the broadcast, resource consultants are standing by. The number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We have a resource for the month. It's titled Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. And I want to talk about that a little bit today with one of the primary contributors, his name, Paul Nelson. But before I do that, I want to mention that reality just isn't what it used to be. The simple truth is that our external world is changing at a dizzying pace. The pace that has huge implications for our world views ought not to be dealt with in cavalier fashion. We need to redouble our efforts as Christ followers to share the good news with a spiritually hungry but very, very skeptical world. Consider some mind-blowing statistics. Google now generates every 24 hours an amount of information equal to the total information generated from the dawn of civilization until just recently. India, well, they have now more honor students than the United States has students, period. The list of staggering statistics could just go on and on and on. But here's the challenge. We have to stand for biblical truth in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism. And while our external world has experienced revolutionary changes, the internal thought worlds of many of us have remained largely unfazed. I'm aware that many would wear this truth as a badge of honor. They might even believe it to be a confirmation of their resolve to embrace the faith once for all delivered for the saints. But the problem is that the sources of cultural authority regarding what constitutes reality have flat out been upended. We used to say the Bible says, and that had a ring of authority. But that baton has now been passed to science. And therefore, launching into the Bible says is speaking an utterly foreign language to scientifically minded secularists. And therefore, our very earnest but misguided efforts to quote the Bible to skeptical secularists is going to be about as persuasive as handing them a cuneiform tablet in ancient Ugaritic. Simply put, to even be admitted to the table with these folks increasingly requires that we speak the language of science and not religion. And that's a language of facts that are verifiable by observation. because they're unlikely contesting verifiable facts, especially if they don't even know what those facts are. And that means the agenda now shifts to the adequacy of theories. Theories like blind and unguided naturalistic evolution. All of that is prologue to say that one of the reasons I want to send you Living Waters is that this is a brilliant production from Illustra Media's The Design of Life series, and many of you will fondly remember the earlier films like Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, and Flight, The Genius of Birds. Living Waters is an incredible resource that is perfectly suited for everyone, from the elderly to students. I watched it again last night with two young kids and my wife, and the reactions were simply stunning to me. I think believers are going to find this DVD awe-inspiring, uplifting, but also skeptics are going to find purely naturalistic theories of life stretched beyond the point of actually breaking. I mentioned earlier on that for millions of people today, science has become the authoritative arbiter of truth. And yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that endlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. To put it simply, it's not that some of our deepest questions regarding life have gone unanswered by science, but that these answers have often gone unquestioned. Again, that's why I want to send you a copy of Living Waters in appreciation for your gift today. Again, you can access it in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. One of the contributors, and he is absolutely fantastic. If you've watched any of the other films like the ones I just mentioned, Metamorphosis or Flight, you'll probably already be familiar with him. His name is Dr. Paul Nelson. He's an adjunct professor in the MA program in science and religion at Biola University. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute, and he specializes in developmental biology and evolution. One of my favorite guests. Welcome back.
Thanks, Hank. It's a delight to be back.
I'm totally blown away by this. I mean, I keep thinking it can't get any better, and it always does.
I love working with Illustra because they are able to tell the story of biology in a way that really everyone can grasp, and also challenge the prevailing Darwinian account with evidence. So one of the happiest things I do in my professional life is work with them on these films.
You know, it was really cool last night. I just mentioned I was watching this with a couple of kids. One was one of my kids, and the other was a friend. One, a very committed believer. The other, grown up outside the faith. And I watched both of them just as riveted as my wife and I were.
You know, the funny thing about whales and dolphins is the more you study them, the more amazing they become. So I was involved with that aspect of the film, looking at whales and dolphins. There's much more to the movie, of course, as you've seen. There's turtle migration and salmon migration. But the details are so interesting of how these living things work that really it does take your breath away when you sit down and watch it.
A couple of things. Einstein once proverbed that the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. And because mystery is the source of all true science, today, after centuries of research, debate, science continues a quest to explain perhaps the greatest of all mysteries. How do we account for the origin? How do we account for diversity? How do we account for the complexity of life on Earth? And I think this is really what the DVD underscores in spades.
That's right. And one thing I wanted to stress in the light of your opening remarks is science is a gift from God. He gave us our curiosity. It's a command to Adam right there in the garden. Understand and you know, make sense of this world. God brings the animals to Adam to see what he would call them. So I view science as a gift from God. What's not a gift from God is the philosophy of naturalism, which says that everything that we see is the product of undirected physical forces. So if you can get someone to see that there's a world of difference between science itself, which is beautiful, something that we do that leads to knowledge, that makes our lives easier, that's not the same thing as the philosophy of naturalism that underlies evolutionary theory. And I think what the film does is it helps people to see that you can love science and learn from it and separate that from a philosophy that really has science in bondage.
Dr. Paul Nelson, I want to ask him a question when we come back from the break. Remember, the DVD available for your gift. You can find it on the web at equip.org. Be right back.
The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, talking to Dr. Paul Nelson, adjunct professor in the MA program in Science and Religion at Biola University. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute. He specializes in developmental biology and evolution, and he's one of my favorite guests. And you sort of already alluded to this, but talk a little more about the difference between science and scientism.
Scientism is the view that the only reliable path to knowledge comes from what we would call the natural sciences. But more importantly than that, at the heart of scientism is the claim that everything that happens in nature is the product of undirected physical processes. So evolution has to be explained by randomness and natural selection, and there's no role for a designing intelligence. Now, you couldn't get through your day if you actually functioned on that philosophy. Every human being knows that certain patterns and effects in nature are caused by intelligence, not by undirected physical processes. So at the heart of scientism is a misguided view about reality, because it excludes something from nature that we know to be real, namely the action of intelligence. And biology itself cries out in all its different lines of evidence for explanation in terms of all the possible causes, including intelligence. So I think what the intelligent design community is trying to do is encourage people to say, don't disengage your brain. You know that intelligence is real. You use it all the time when you explain the world. We should be able to infer that in biology if the evidence calls for it. So scientism with naturalism or materialism at its heart is simply not the same thing as a robust, open-ended science that's open to all the possible causes.
Let's talk dolphins for a moment. They're featured very predominantly in the DVD. They're geared with this complex biological biosonar system that is quite literally mind-blowing. Talk for a moment about the capacities of the echolocation system of these dolphins.
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, when we began work on the film, I began to educate myself about this system. And here's an easy way to think about it. You know, when I need food, I pick up my iPhone and I punch in the nearest grocery store, right, or McDonald's or whatever. A dolphin is in water 24/7, 365, all the time. It's often very murky where they are. They won't be able to see very well. They've got to find their food. So it's absolutely vital that they can locate fish, track them, and catch them. And they literally see with sound. They have a system that is unrivaled. I mean, bats have something roughly similar, but they have a system that's present in no other mammalian group where they produce high and low frequency sound waves, project those out, aim them, literally aim them with the melon on their forehead out into the water. The echoes come back, and then they process those echoes and really see with sound. They can detect a BB in a swimming pool. They can tell you whether a ball is a ping pong ball or a golf ball. They can actually see fish under the sand, inches below the sand, the surface of the sand. And this system is so sophisticated that if you had been able to develop it yourself, you'd be a billionaire. And it's just remarkable. And the really amazing thing about it is there's multiple components that go into making it work. Take away any of those components and the system itself wouldn't function. So its very existence is a challenge to an undirected evolutionary process, but because to have biosonar that actually works, you need all the elements coordinated to give you the function. I had the privilege of being on a catamaran off of the coast of Dana Point in Southern California looking at dolphins, and the sounds that they make are just remarkable. It's really amazing.
Talk about the evolutionary challenge of imagining that something as sophisticated as this echolocation system evolved in a mere matter of millions of years, and that by chance, natural selection and incremental change?
It's a real challenge because if you look at the paleontological window that's available, by that I mean the time that passes from the appearance of what is thought to be the ancestral forms of whales and dolphins to fully aquatic whales and dolphins, it's actually a very narrow window. It's about 8 to 9 million years tops. That's not a lot of time, especially when you consider that the breeding populations for these organisms are going to be rather small. These are not bacteria, right? We're not talking about a lot of organisms. And the mutation rate is very low, especially the beneficial mutation rate. So as you work through these various factors, there just isn't enough time available, there aren't enough good mutations available, and the complexity of the systems that have to be modified are so staggering that really there's no reason to think this happened by an undirected process, unless scientism tells you that's the only answer you're allowed. But I think an objective observer who's not constrained by that scientistic or materialistic framework would say this clearly reflects engineering. This reflects the action of a mind or an intelligence. The funny thing about whales and dolphins, not ha-ha funny, but amazing, interesting, is that when you start at one end of the creature and go to the other, everything has got to be changed. For example, they're taking on a lot of salt water. If you and I ingested that much salt water, it would kill us. So their kidneys have to be modified to allow them to process salt water. Their breathing apparatus is different. Every breath that a whale or a dolphin takes is voluntary. When they come to the surface and open that blowhole and blast out the CO2 that they've accumulated, they're doing that under voluntary control. Now, your breathing is controlled by your brainstem. It's happening in normal circumstances entirely without you being conscious of it. For whales and dolphins, every breath they take, they're doing that under their voluntary action. So just march your way through that organism, looking at different systems. It all has to be re-engineered in a very short time window by random mutation. And I would say, even if I were an atheist, I'll be honest with you, even if I were an atheist or an agnostic, I would say there's no way this happened by an undirected Darwinian process. It's just not biologically plausible. We've got to look somewhere else for the true explanation.
One more question, I'll let you go. Obviously, you have invested your life in these films, and you are taking seriously every moment of your life. Only one life soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. I want you to just comment on why you have invested your brain power, your gifts, the energy that God has given you in these projects, because I'm sure you're looking at eternal consequences.
You know, when I open the Bible, Psalm 19 or Romans 1:20 or the book of Isaiah, really the whole of Scripture says you can know that you have a creator. You can know that your existence is meaningful, that there's a purpose for why you're here from the things that God has made. I'm sorry, I get sometimes a little emotional when I talk about this because it really does matter to me that we not take away from people the clear testimony of nature. You know, long before there was any revelation, anything written down for us, people knew that there was a God. Well, how did they know? They knew in large measure through the world that he made that testifies to his existence. So for me, the passion comes from looking at the natural world and realizing that signal is there. It's unmistakable. And modern science, I shouldn't use the term science loosely, modern scientistic philosophy or materialistic philosophy has robbed people of that. But you know, the funny thing is, people still know, down in their hearts, they still perceive design. We're built to perceive design. So for me, the passion and the intensity comes from this world testifies to its author. That's reliable. That's the basis of all true scientific knowledge. I want to reclaim that. I want to go back to the science that Newton and Boyle and Kepler and Darwin himself as a young man on the Beagle, that's the world they understood, and it's only really since the Darwinian Revolution that we've lost that. So, Hank, I'm sorry for getting a little emotional, but it really does matter to me because I think the consequences are enormous.
Well, you are deeply loved and appreciated, and I just from the bottom of my heart, grateful for what you've invested in these DVDs. Truly, only from the perspective of eternity will you know how you mattered in this regard alone. So again, my deepest respect and appreciation to you.
Well, thank you. I love doing it. It's a great job. And I hope to say hello in October when I'm in the Charlotte area.
We will definitely make that a reality.
Great.
God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for having me again. Anytime.
You got it. And again, the DVD, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. You just have to have it. I don't know how else to put it. Yes, it is for your gift, and I hope you'll be generous, but this is something that is transformational. You could tell by the emotion expressed by Dr. Paul Nelson that this really matters. When you watch this, you are caught up in the epicenter of a glow. And that glow is the experience of the energies of God. You're watching His creative prowess. You're interacting with His mind. Again, you can find it on the web at equip.org. You can talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism. An age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.